From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. House Republican leaders now say they will support an extension of the federal payroll tax holiday through the end of the year without insisting on spending cuts to pay for it. NPR's David Wellner reports a vote could come this week.
The three top House Republicans seem to have done an about-face. They'd earlier demanded that Congress find money elsewhere in the budget to offset the $100 billion cost of a full-year extension of the payroll tax cut. They now say they're ready to make that extension, but they say nothing about paying for it. Left to a conference committee that's been struggling for weeks to find a compromise would be the fate of expiring emergency unemployment benefits and a scheduled cut in Medicare doctors' payments. So, too, would be the divisive task of finding budgetary offsets. It's not clear how much support the GOP leaders will find, even among fellow Republicans, for moving ahead with a payroll tax cut that's not paid for. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and the nation's top military officer, General Martin Dempsey, will appear before the Senate Armed Services Committee today to defend a Pentagon budget. It calls for cuts in troops and aircraft, and NPR's Tom Bowman reports that's already upsetting some Republicans.
The Pentagon budget for next year will be about $5 billion less than this year, and it's a start of a $500 billion in lower spending over the next 10 years. The defense budget also reflects a strategy shift toward the Pacific region, largely to keep an eye on China's growing military might. That means more money for Navy ships and a new Air Force bomber. But the budget calls for cutting some 100,000 soldiers and Marines over the next 5 years. That's because the Obama administration says it foresees no long-term operations like Iraq or Afghanistan. Some Republicans on the committee already have said those cuts are too deep and will leave the military too small to respond to a crisis. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
President Obama's overall budget proposal is landing with a thud among Republicans, and predictably, presidential hopeful Mitt Romney is among them.
He said that he was going to cut in half our deficit by the end of his first term. Well, he did just the opposite. He doubled it by the end of his first term.
That's Romney in Arizona. The White House maintains some near-term spending has been necessary to keep the U.S. out of a depression and says too many cuts will stall or reverse the economy again. European stock prices have turned positive after sagging at the open. Moody's has downgraded Spain's and Italy's debt and says it may do the same for Britain and other countries in the region. Asian markets were down today, also largely on concerns over Europe's financial and economic problems. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Starting today, Valentine's Day, images of the famous love letters of 19th century writers Elizabeth Barrett Browning and Robert Browning will be available for viewing online. They've long fascinated scholars of history and literature. Until now, they've only been able to be seen since at Wellesley College, where they've been kept. This is NPR News. Google's $12.5 billion purchase of Motorola Mobility has cleared a major hurdle. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, U.S. and European antitrust regulators have given an okay to the deal.
The main concern about Google's takeover of Motorola Mobility focused on the Android operating system. Google's free software powers more than 250 million mobile devices made by a variety of manufacturers, including Motorola. The worry was that the competition would be hurt if Google gave Motorola the most advanced version of Android or kept it from other cell phone makers. Google has pledged it will not do that. Google is also counting on Motorola's 17,000 patents to help it fight ongoing patent battles with Apple, Microsoft, and other rivals in the mobile market. Google must still gain approval from Chinese authorities because Motorola has manufacturing plants there. Google's relations with China have been strained because of the company's refusal to comply with Chinese censors. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Funeral arrangements for singer Whitney Houston are not public yet, but a shouting crowd was at a Newark, New Jersey funeral home when her remains arrived in a hearse. Whitney Houston was raised in East Orange, New Jersey, near Newark. The celebrated pop singer, troubled by drug abuse, died Saturday at age 48 at a Beverly Hills, California hotel. Tonight's the night for Best in Show judging at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York. Last night, a Pekingese won first place in the toy category. A Dalmatian won the non-sporting group, the first Dalmatian to do so in more than 100 years. And a German Shepherd has won the herding category. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.